Let's jingle the chamber bells. It's Chamber Chat with the Tawas Area Chamber of Commerce on KJC Country 104.7 FM.
Just want to say that, there's always something gnawing in your brain where you go, I know I forgot to do something today. And that one thing was to let Laura Loeffler know we weren't at McDonald's.
That's okay.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Oh, you called and I went, oh, you know what? I'll bet Laura went over and had a hot cup of coffee this morning.
Yes, I did. And you were not there.
That's
so
right.
I boogied over to the chamber to catch up with you.
And you did. I'm glad you did. You had plenty of time to catch up with us, though.
Yes.
Indeed. And boy, from, the list of things I've got here, I think you got the rest of the show, don't you?
Pretty much just something out of a page and a half of activities. They're still hopping around here.
It is amazing. And I like that. That means people are staying active.
Yes.
All right. Well, where do we start today, Laura?
Well, the East Tawas Business Association is looking for a donation of a 20 to 25 foot pine tree. They need that to be the star of their Christmas lighting ceremony, which is usually down at the foot of the dock. They always put the big tree up,
right?
And they have the big lighting ceremony, and Santa comes and everything. So they need a big tree. So if someone's got a nice 20 or 25 foot pine tree that they'd like to donate this year, please contact Sue Elliott at 362-6875, and they'll even arrange to pick it up.
Okay.
So, and then the Northeastern Michigan Regional Farm Market is still open. Kevin, the farm master, has not notified me yet, so apparently they are still open.
Oh, all right.
So you can go down there and get your fall flowers and all those nice squashes and stuff that come in this time of year.
Yeah.
So stop on down, and that's at the corner of Westover and Sawyer. That's one block off of Newman down there, a block past Kleenos.
Okay.
And there's going to be a haunted hayride tomorrow evening, Saturday, at the Old Orchard Park. That's up in Oscoda, and it's $5 admission, and you can get your tickets from 7 till 9:30 at the park store.
That's right. We're one of the co-sponsors of that event.
Have you been up there to go to the hayride?
I haven't yet. I got probably one more chance tomorrow night, so I may have to go.
Yes, it's the last ride, so get on up there. And the Tawas Bay Performing Arts will host two Halloween events. They will have a Halloween costume party on October 25th for ages 7 through 9, and that's going to be from 5 until 6:30. There'll be games, prizes, music, and prizes for best costume.
Okay.
Then from 7 until 9 p.m., they'll host a Halloween costume party dance for ages 10 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have prizes for best costume, and refreshments will be sold at each of the events, and admission is $5 for both events.
All right.
So that will be nice for the kids. The Tawas City Library will have a big blowout book sale and a bake sale. And I think I heard Tara Western on there a couple days ago talking about it. They're also having Customer Appreciation Day at the same time. That's this Saturday, October 26th, from 9 till noon at the Tawas City Library.
Right.
Tons and tons of books. So get out there and get your favorite book.
Exactly.
Brew Crew will host a wine tasting fundraiser event on October 26th from 7 till 9 at the Tawas Bay Beach Resort. They'll have 40 wines, 10 craft beers, gourmet food, appetizers, and view some of the local art from our local artists.
Yeah.
So contact the Brew Crew for more information on that event.
Okay.
The Clara Bowen PTO will hold a mom-to-mom sale on Saturday, October 26th from 9 till noon, and that will be at Clara Bowen School. Lots of baby and children items, furniture, books, games, and much more. So stop on over to Clara Bowen tomorrow between 9 and noon and get your kids some new things.
There you go.
Holy Family will hold their bazaar October 26th from 9 until 3, and that will be at the church. And lunch will be served from 11 to 2. They always have a great lunch over
there. They do. You're right.
Tawas City Library Friends will host a Customer Appreciation Day. Oh, that's the same thing as I had before.
That's deja vu all over again.
We want to make sure we emphasize that one.
That's right.
Put it twice.
Tara loves us for that.
Sunday, October 27th, there will be a cleanup at Corsair. So if you like to get out there on those trails, now's the time to go out there and help them clean up after all the summer, the residue, all the branches that are down and stuff. And they are starting at the parking lot at 10 a.m. out there at Corsair. So come on out and help them clean up the Corsair trails.
Okay.
Hill High School will have a haunted hayride and forest this Sunday from 6 until 11 at the Iosco County Fairgrounds.
Oh.
Yeah, this is open to all ages. Cost is only $3 a person, $5 per couple, or $10 for a group of four. And the proceeds will all go to the senior trip. So, good cause.
Yes, it is.
Walmart will host a trunk or treat.
That's right.
On Sunday, October 27th from 5 until 8. They'll have cookie decorating, pumpkin decorating, and some prizes. So, and also, of course, our usual Under the Big Top Halloween party.
Yes.
Yeah, that is getting to be a big success. Huge, huge party. and that's at the Assembly of God Church parking lot. That's located on Lincoln Street. East of Lincoln Street. And that's in East Tallis. They'll have games, bouncers, puppets, kids stuff, music, candy drop prizes, and much more. And that's open from ages 3 years old up to the sixth grade.
Yeah, I think they got even more than one big top this year. They had so many kids that they got like two or three tents set up now.
Wow, yeah. I hadn't heard that. I just got the announcement on it, but I haven't talked to Judy or anybody over there at Assembly. So
she's going to be in today on Sunrise Side. We'll be talking to her.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to tune in and listen up.
There
now
you
that
go.
I got some grandkids, so I'll take them over there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. State Representative Peter Battaglia will hold office hours on October 28th at the Iosco County Courthouse. He'll be there from 2 to 3:30, and that's on West Lake Street in Tallahassee City. Stop in there with any questions you want to talk to Peter Battaglia about.
That's right. We just talked to him about 45 minutes ago, and we got the lay of the land from him. So.
Ah, well, I was getting ready to go to McDonald's to meet up with Kevin Allen at that time.
Oh,
so
don't make
that
me feel any worse than I already feel about that.
I'm not going to let you forget this one.
I know you won't.
That's okay. We want to say attention to all veterans, family members, and friends. The Tallahassee Bay Chapter, number 130 of the DAV, will host a post-traumatic stress disorder seminar on Friday, November 1st at the Tallahassee United Methodist Church. That's on 55 in Tallahassee City, and that starts at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And the East Tallahassee Bay Park Towers will hold a bazaar on Saturday, November 2nd from 10 until 1. And, of course, our U.S. Coast Guard is still doing their food drive.
They are, yeah. Yes. Running those miles and doing all the other stuff to raise food for the people who need it.
Right, right. There's one thing about Iosco County. We do take care of our poor and disadvantaged. There's so many groups out there that are helping.
You're exactly right.
So drop off any non-perishable food there at Neiman's or Family Fair in Oscoda, and they'll be there through November 15th. So,
yes.
And that's it, Kevin.
That's a great list there, Laura. And if they want more information,
they can jingle the chamber bells over here at 362-8643, or we have some information online at tallahassee.com, or stop into the office. Our friendly little volunteers will be glad to help you.
Exactly. Next week, it'll be the phone one again next week.
Okay. Well, I won't show up at McDonald's next week either.
That's right. But pencil into your calendar November 15th.
I will do that.
All right.
Opening day.
There you go.
Okay. Neither of us will be in the woods.
How about that? We'll both be at McDonald's.
Well, we can both grind each other's coffee.
There you go. Exactly.
All right, dear. Have a great weekend.
You too, Laura.
Thanks.